clink, clink, clink.
Yeah.
Good theme song?
I like it.
Yeah. You ever heard the song before?
What is it from?
It's an old Mike Jones song.
Oh, sure, sure.
Called Clink, Clink, Another Drink. I think Spike Jones did a lot of old cartoon music back in the 40s, 50s.
Does he make those noises with his mouth mostly, or is it like
he's not
a Foley artist type thing?
Well, he's got this set up. He's a musician.
I hear a lot of mouth popping type sounds.
I think some of them are like mouth popping.
Yeah.
Some of them he's playing on bottles and stuff.
Sure, sure.
I mean, like the. I mean,
right, right.
He's got a lot of different stuff, but. He just employs sound effects, music effects, everything. He's a master at that time.
I guess I haven't heard a lot of his stuff, so I can't really.
You've heard a lot more than you think. You just watch old Bugs Bunny cartoons.
Sure.
Things like that. A lot of that is Spike Jones. He did a lot of it. But he did a song, Click Click on Their Drink. And I just think it's fitting for us.
I agree.
Yeah.
I like it. The hiccuping blows gross.
We burp a lot during this show, in case you haven't listened. It happens.
Well, we're drinking.
Drunk film. A direct result.
Drunk film commentary is part of what we are.
Yeah.
And welcome to the Drunk Film Commentary, by the way.
Hello.
Our friend listener. Hello, Mandalay.
Who's Mandalay?
Mandalay, our listener.
Our one listener?
Yeah. We have our special guest star.
Personally greet that listener.
She's our listener, yeah.
That single listener.
Well, yeah.
We do like to greet her. She was here last week. So.
Yeah, she did a great job. Yeah.
She's listening. Might as well say hello.
She broke her wrist this weekend playing darts.
Not playing darts.
And she broke her wrist in a heated dart contest?
We're not sure the details, but no.
I can't wait to fucking find out, though.
That was more like a hand job.
No, I think she fell, which, you know, it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Probably got drunk and fell.
Yeah, I can totally
But she was
that.
Up at, the Dells or Madison? I don't know where they
They're
were.
They're in Green Bay,
Okay,
yeah.
They're around. Yeah, they go out of town to this big state dart tournament every year. And
I'm not the city I live in, so I'm going to act like an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've been there.
It's not only for me because I hang out with these people every week. And if I go on vacation, I don't want to hang out with people I see every fucking week, you know?
Which I think it's weird. I mean, those are the people you hang out with, so why not go on vacation with them? I don't know.
I like to meet new people and new environments. And
you can still meet new people.
I need to sit around and drink shots with Justin Time and dream Green Bay. Just, you know.
Anyway.
I like little road trips like that. I don't really call them vacations, though. I call them just road trips.
I like road trips.
Oh, yeah, it's
yeah.
fun to get around,
you know,
but
go up to the
Dells. A group or something, you know. Yeah, you've been up to the Dells a few times.
Yeah, my parents have a place up there, so
but,
I'm a campground.
We should go?
Yeah.
Just saying.
Speaking of Mandalay, all right, hey, let's go. Speaking of Mandalay, we did Edward Scissorhands with her last
we
time.
We did.
So I hope you enjoyed that episode, and as always, we do our top five.
Yeah. Are you going to introduce?
Hi. Yes, we have Danielle. Did I have Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, didn't I already introduce Mark?
No. Well, I mean, in a different episode, maybe, but not for this.
Quiet before you did.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mark. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the show.
Glad to be here.
You're kind of just thrown into this whole Johnny Depp thing. You weren't around for the...
Right. I found out about it once I got here.
And you listened to the Edward Scissorhands podcast.
I listened to at least the first half of it.
Well, thank you.
You know.
But,
I'll get back to it. I didn't delete it. So I'll get back to it.
Okay, cool. But so we're doing our top five Johnny Depp performances. If you don't know who Johnny Depp is, he is an American actor. He was born June 9th, 1963, in Owensboro, Kentucky.
You know Kentucky. I didn't know that.
No. He's the youngest of four children of Betty Sue Palmer. How's that for a Kentucky name?
Well.
And John Christopher Depp. He was a civil engineer.
All right.
His parents weren't in show business at all, obviously.
No. He,
That was nice to hear.
Yeah, he just kind of got started from nowhere. He, 21 Jump Street, 87 was his big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got him going. But since then, he's been nominated for 3 Academy Awards. Pirates. The first Pirates movie. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Academy Award. That's crazy. Finding Neverland. Never saw that one.
I did.
And Sweeney Todd, most of them, got nominated for Best Actor for all 3 of those. Never won any of them.
Well, I know where I first saw him. And that was on A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was well before 21 Jump Street.
No, it wasn't. It was during, I think. Well, We'll get to that in our top five. I think I'll be in our top five.
Nightmare on Elm Street, 94. 21 Jump Street, 87. Or 84, 87.
87.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're right. That was a couple years before that, yeah.
Also Platoon.
Platoon, yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I might be jumping the gun.
You're jumping ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
There, right.
Yeah, I'll shut up and
Mark. And that's Mark.
Hey, hi, Mark. show number two.
Didn't I say glad to be here after you introduced me last time? Yeah, glad to be here.
Last time. You got to do it this time. It's different. It's a different week. No.
Different podcast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Breaking that.
Okay, we're doing... Now, okay, Mark's our guest star, so we'll include him with our betting, little thing that we're doing. Crossover betting?
Crossover betting.
Now, we were tied up 1-1. This is when we pick how many of our movies are crossovers with our fellow hosts.
I'm going to guess that I have one crossover with you.
Okay.
And one maybe with Mark. I'm not thinking I have any.
You got to think how many of your movies are on either one of ours.
Right. And so I'm going to go with one.
One or two?
One.
Just one? Okay.
Just one.
All right. I'm going to say two. Not nine.
Uh-oh.
Mark, is it play along?
Yeah, I'll guess that we all have one in common. There's one that it kind of stands out in my head that I think we probably would have in common.
All right, cool. We were tied on our thing, I think.
Yeah.
Last time when me and Justin did it, we didn't have any crossover, the Bill Murray movies.
Yeah.
We had zero crossover. We both bet like two, and so we both lost, no points. So I think we're all tied at one.
Well, you guys had Ghostbusters, but that was kind of a...
I didn't include that in my top five. Because I gave... Peter Venkman the past. He was too good to be on a top five Bill Murray. It was just number one anyway.
All right.
But we're talking Johnny Depp. And,
yep, we are.
Danny, are you a big Johnny Depp fan?
You know what? I thought I was a bigger fan than I am. After I saw how many movies he's actually been in.
He's been in a bunch.
Yeah, I didn't really think that through. I like him as an actor, and he plays a lot of different roles, but, yeah, I would have thought that he done less, I guess. Maybe I just don't see a lot of movies. I don't know.
Well, I kind of agree. When I was looking through his IMDb list, I was like, wow, there's a huge chunk here that I could give a shit about.
Right.
And he does a lot of work, though. I think I heard it on one of my favorite podcasts that the ones that are the best ones... are the ones where he's wearing makeup or something.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I would agree with that.
But he's not looking like him.
So. Otherwise, yeah, when he's playing himself, well, he's talking about, like, the ninth gate or whatever, or just some random nick of time or some
only
random...
Only two of my top five, he's not wearing any makeup.
No, I think about
or not,
that.
Or not changed anyway. But,
yeah, just saying that.
I may not think of him as a great actor, like when I just hear the name, but once I see the movies on there too, I go back and I'm like, oh yeah, he really wasn't himself there or there. So, I mean,
but
he's a very
that's a skill that is limited. I mean,
not
limited in what he can do. It's just there's a limited number of people who can pull that off.
Exactly,
as he does it.
Yeah.
I mean, to say that. You don't like him when he's himself. Yeah, but you like him as an actor because he's obviously great. I mean,
I'm the other way around.
He's super talented.
I like him as a person, I think. I think he seems like, you know, he fights for the right rights that I kind of agree with. He's kind of, seems like a decent person. He seems like a good guy in interviews and stuff like that.
I'm familiar with his politics.
But as an actor, I don't know, he seems, he still has that, you know, cocky 21st Bar 21 Jump Street thing. But I don't know.
At this point, he can be.
Yeah, I guess so.
He's made himself out to where he can be.
But that was in 1987, when that premiered. And that's what sent him into the Teen Idol thing. So we have our top five Johnny Depp movies. We're going
to
go.
We do.
And should I start?
Go ahead, start.
My number five is...
Hold on. Give me some goddamn...
Hello?
Just hang up a piece of sandwich and I'll sit back down. There you go.
Why isn't the internet on?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's up on
the microwave. Oh, okay, hey, careful. So, hey guys, we just realized something happened and we lost the entire top fives.
Stop it for a minute. We'll go back.
Okay, hold on.
Hey, I want to know why I don't have internet. St- still.
Okay, we're back on.
I don't have internet. Connections are available. Go to Jason. Connect.
Okay, somehow we've missed our whole top five.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, we're all fucking drunk. My number five was Rango. It's 2011. He's a chameleon.
It was not my top five. There was no crossover there. My top five was Corpse Bride. Yeah.
Can we explore through these?
Sure.
Okay.
Curse of the Black Pearl.
Okay. Nice.
We need to say the full title.
Which was my four.
Yeah, just go through all of them.
So we crossed over at a four.
What's your number three?
My number three was Blow, which crossed over to your four, correct?
Yes, that was my number four.
And it was my three. And you did not have...
My three was Edward Scissorhands.
Your four. We're on your four.
Oh, we're on my four. Tiny Brasco.
Yes.
That's it.
And that didn't cross over to any of ours. So then we're on to your three now, because that would be...
That would be Edward Scissorhands.
Yes.
Isn't that about where we lost it?
Yeah.
No, we lost it when I said...
Oh, that's when we stopped.
When we realized we had lost it.
Well, no, I talked about my number three was What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Right.
Which was 1993. Talking about Mary's Teen Virgin. How cute she is.
Yeah.
That's my number three. What's your number three?
No, we're on to my number two.
Number twos? Okay.
Right, yeah, because three was Blow.
Okay, gotcha.
For me.
Gotcha.
And so my number two was Fear and Loathing.
Ah, yes.
Also mine.
That's my number one.
Oh, look at that. Big ass crossover. Woo-hoo!
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I figured it would be.
Best mushroom movie ever.
Yeah, that was kind of my number one crossover that I thought when I said that we'd all have one crossover, I figured it would be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, brilliant.
Raoul Duke, 1998. It's a great flick based on the story by Hunter Thompson, which was originally published in Rolling Stone.
Terry Gilliam.
He did 12 Monkeys, which we
did one of those too.
Yeah, that was Terry Gilliam, same director. And I loved it. It's great. Very true to the book, I guess.
Yeah.
So we had. Then you have a number one.
Oh, we're down to my number one or your number one? Oh, that was your number.
What was your number? That was my number three. Was Blow.
Number two was
Fearless.
Your,
was two.
And that was mine as well.
My number two is his debut role as Glenn Lance in Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hmm.
1984. That's my number two.
Deep cut.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. He was fine. He played the main chick's boyfriend. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was the second or the last person to die, really.
Yeah.
He lasted up till then. Glenn, whatever you do, don't fall asleep. And he fucking falls asleep, you know.
Stupid.
And he gets a good death, too, sucked in through the water bag.
Right.
So that's pretty badass.
While looking at a pinup.
No, he's watching his TV. His TV's like sitting on his lap. Yeah, he has like TV, like an antenna TV with headphones on and shit. And
totally.
So 80s.
1984, yeah. So.
Yeah.
That was my number two. So what about you guys, number ones?
Go ahead, Danny.
My number one, because Alice in Wonderland is my all-time favorite book, movie, just everything. I love Alice in Wonderland. Him as the Mad Hatter was fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I own the movie. I actually have a date night with Jason's mom to go and see the Through the Looking Glass.
Really? Coming out.
Yeah, first, yeah, so. And the 27th.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I can't wait. And it's all about saving him, so yeah.
Yeah.
Saving what?
Saving him. Saving Johnny Depp's character, the Mad Hatter. So.
Oh, that's so
he's,
yeah.
He has a larger role.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I can't wait.
So Alice and the group go and save him, the rabbit? And
Alice does, yeah.
Okay,
cool. Another Tim Burton collaboration.
Yeah.
Is Tim Burton
involved
in this one, or is he sitting out?
No, he was in that one, I believe.
I thought.
That one wasn't?
He wasn't involved in the new one. Or maybe just as like an executive producer, but he's not like the director.
So he's not directing this one, huh?
I don't think so.
Huh.
But I'm not.
Did he direct the last Alice in Wonderland?
Yeah, he did that one with them.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, did you? I don't think I saw it.
No, because I actually wanted you to see it, and I went to pick it out of I have the Alice in Wonderland box over here, mm-hmm. and when I opened it, it wasn't in there, and so I was very pissed off as to what might have happened to it. I don't know.
What, you bought a DVD set and the disc was missing?
Yeah, well, I bought it when it came out, and when I moved in with him, now I have no idea where it is. Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a good one. So.
Yeah, that's my number one.
What about you, man?
My number one would be 1994's Ed Wood.
Oh, yeah.
Another Tim Burton collaboration.
Yeah.
And playing
all black and white, right?
Yep. And playing the real life character, Ed Wood.
Yeah, from a biographical. Yeah. A lot of those. Huh?
Yeah. Great movie. Great performances by Johnny Depp.
All right. When was that movie? Do you know? Or
when was it set?
Yeah.
I think
it
was
50s.
The
50s. 50s, I would say. Late 50s, probably.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Well, you know what?
Planet Nine's probably 58.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Oh. When did they make Orson Welles' big movie?
Citizen Kane,
because there's like a crossover with that.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Oh, Citizen Kane was way earlier, dude.
But that's in the movie.
Well, they might have talked about those earlier.
Oh, maybe he just meets Orson Welles in the movie. That's what it is. He meets Orson Welles.
Yeah, and he's famous.
That's right. Citizen Kane already exists when he's...
That's like
you're right.
Steven Spielberg today. You can't say, oh, he got popular yesterday because I met
him
today.
Right.
So, Citizen Kane was 30s, I would think, right?
30s. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you're probably right. It's probably more 50s because it's more like that drive-in movie culture
type
movie.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sci-fi stuff.
But it's just great performances and just it's a lot of... You know, subtle funniness about it that I really liked.
I think it's better if you know the story, too, if you know what's going on.
Knowing
there's
the
a lot of little subtleties, like the old actor came with Lon Chaney? Or Bella.
Oh,
Bela Lugosi.
Well, it's... God damn it, I'm not going to think of his name.
Well, it was Bela Lugosi, wasn't it?
Well, Bela Lugosi is the character
who played
him?
Fish, right?
No, he's being played by... Christ.
Isn't that Fish? From Brian Miller?
No. No, it's not Fish. It's Martin Landau from Mission Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Great performance. Yeah. I can't believe I forgot about that. Yeah, he is the best thing about that movie.
Fish does a good job, too.
Fish. Yeah. You're talking about Abe Vigoda.
Yeah. Who finally did, I guess.
You were wishing for
right?
it?
Right, I'm like, finally.
No, well, they had a website. Is Abe Vigoda dead? And I always said no.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, now.
He is now.
Yeah.
Officially. Yeah, Ed Wood, hilarious movie. I mean, great performances, great time.
Nice, yeah.
George the Animal Steel, also in that movie.
Really?
He plays, he plays like a 1950s wrestler.
Yeah. Huh. And then the Elvira type trick.
Yep.
Which I thought, well, I don't know. At the time I kind of thought she was a ripoff of Elvira, but then I realized Elvira was in the 80s.
Yeah, there was Vampire
that came before
Elvira.
Her,
yeah,
so.
Elvira was a ripoff.
But, yeah, of course. And
boobs.
Scary boobs. She was actually a redhead. Anyway.
So have you seen Plan 9 for Outer Space? That's the story of
it. I have seen it. It's terrible.
Yeah. There's also Glenn or Glenda.
I haven't seen Glenn or Glenda.
Yeah, no, me neither. Yeah. I've seen parts of Plan 9.
It's as bad as they make out to be. And it's not bad in a funny way. It's just bad in like a disjointed, just doesn't work type way. Like, wasn't well made.
Yeah. Cool. So that's it. We have different number ones. How many crossovers did we have?
Three.
I
think.
I have Blow.
There was Pirates for me and Mark.
Okay.
And then Blow for me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fear and Loathing.
Correct?
No, Blow was not on my list.
And then Fear and Loathing for all
three.
For all three of us,
yeah.
We're on three.
So I have two, because I have Fear and Loathing and Blow.
Yeah.
So I win. I get a point.
You get a point.
Right?
Go team go.
What do you trade those points in for?
I'm not even sure anymore.
But
it's like I'm at two and they're both at one now, so we just started doing this.
Oh, but I had two. Fear and Loathing and Black
so
Pearl.
So basically, Mark, what you just said was I lost. Thanks.
You had three, though. You had two with me and one with them.
But yeah. I said I only was going to have
one.
You
get them all.
Oh, no.
But I mean, our total...
Oh, well, I I didn't pick the number when we were betting.
I
just said that there would be crossovers. Okay. I didn't say
right.
that.
I thought you said two.
Did I?
You know what? This is what happens when we do drunk film commentary because we forget what the fuck we said.
Is it recording?
Yeah. So pay attention. Mm-hmm. Pay attention, listener.
And coming up, we are going to watch...
Because we're not, obviously.
Up, we're going to watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
And the quality is probably just going to keep getting better.
Oh, boy, yeah. We're doing this all in one night.
We really peaked with the news segment.
this is the third thing we're doing. And, yeah, we're drunk.
Yeah.
Give us some outro music. Let's get the hell out of here.
I don't have outro music.
Okay, well...
Beatbox for us, Jason. Beatbox us out of here.
That's drunk film commentary at yahoo.com.
Or drunk film commentary on Facebook, DFC.
Yeah, find us on Facebook.
Twitter.
Give us a rate on iTunes.
That would be
That's
nice.
That's what we need.
That would
need
be nice.
We need some ratings on iTunes to help boost our listeners. But also, welcome to all of our UK listeners. We've seen a spike in... uploads from or downloads or whatever you guys do over there and across the phone. Right.
No, please keep listening to us. Don't listen to us.
Nice.
I love you guys.
Goodbye.
I love you guys.